I'll make a motion to approve the May 8th, 2025 minutes.
There's a second, seconded by Mr. Gray. Any discussion about the minutes?
Nancy, catch up here.
That's okay. Hold on, so it's steady. And Gray. Okay.
Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. I have something I would like to bring up for discussion.
Okay.
Which is the continuing confusion over when do I have to say I've been arrested issue. And as you know, we have two briefs that have been submitted basically on that, pretty much on that issue. I'm wondering if we could ask the Attorney General's office for a little clarification.
Well, that's what those briefs are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to come back with some sort of a decision.
But it takes a long time.
It does take a long time.
I've done those, and it, yeah.
I think the decision of when someone has to say they've been arrested is pretty clear. For most cases, out of state becomes a little blurry, but in Connecticut, it's been erased per statute, and they're listed in the application, they can say, no, they've never been arrested.
Okay.
That's.
Did you want, I did make a copy of the applications, is that what you're?
Oh, yeah, because it was that question that I wanted to, obviously,
did we double
people are very confused.
Well, no, I think that comes up often, where some people legitimately say no,
oh,
because
okay, no,
they misinterpreted that. I think we have to understand that they're not lawyers, they don't do this every day. But sometimes they're doing it to hide.
Yeah, I was confused, and I still kind of am, about have you ever been arrested, ever been convicted? And the only reason I say that is because most cases are resolved by the time they come here. So, or, I mean, if you're applying for a pistol permit, and you have a pending arrest, I think that, first of all, that's kind of dumb to do. So this is the application itself. That's the Department of.
So we have.
I know what you're looking for.
Yes, it's page 3 of 4 is really the only one we need.
And then it does explain, but you would have to look up those statutes to know what that means, which is an easy Google search away.
Yeah, basically, if a case is dismissed, or if it's nollied and past the 13 months, those are the two things that we always come up with. They would be able to say no.
Right.
However, the protective order question,
correct.
They have to disclose the protective order, even on an erased case.
Correct.
So
and they very much get confused.
If it's within 5 years, though.
If it's
correct.
Within 5 years. And for violence.
Within the past 5 years, have you been the subject of a protective order or restraining order issued by the court in a case involving the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against another person, regardless of the outcome of any result of the criminal case?
So you could answer, no, I've never been arrested,
correct.
But you have to answer yes.
That's
if it's
correct.
If it's within the 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's civil.
Yeah. Because that's not erased. That's not an erased record.
That, yeah,
under those statutes.
That's still discoverable.
So.
The other issue that complicates it often with the appellants, and probably us too, is an out of state.
Yeah.
Someone has a dismissal in, and I'll pick a state because I don't really know, New York.
Really?
That may not, certainly it's not erased under Connecticut statutes. So they'd have to disclose that. It's probably on their New York record, even though it's dismissed. States are different. So that
some don't give any disposition whatsoever.
Right. So the caveat about you can say no if your record's erased applies to Connecticut only. Other state law, we don't.
And that's
we
not,
don't really know. So.
As I was saying to some of you, I was at a law school thing last night talking to a judge who had also been on the Judiciary Committee for a long time. And we were talking about this, and he said, what a great point this is, by the way. And I said, this erasure thing, you know. And he said, I don't understand it, and I'm a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, erasure means erased by statute. It does not mean physically destroyed. Some people think, hey, my case is destroyed, it's all gone. That's not the case, it's still there. And there are limited times when that could be used, like to impeach a witness and things like, not really going to have anything to do with us. And I'm not even sure what they are, because it's never come up. But it does not apply to out-of-state records, and that's where there's some confusion.
But we still get a lot of confusion over in-state records.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering if...
Well, we, the appellants do, I think.
Appellants do.
I think I'm pretty clear on what has to be disclosed. But we do give them a little bit of leeway on if it's kind of reasonable, if their excuse is reasonable. That's why I always ask the issuing authority, did you ask them?
Yeah.
Did you ask them why he said no to that? Because he may have very good reason.
Not like this last fellow who simply...
No, 85% of the time, you're going to say, you're going to hear, I forgot.
Or like Steve was saying, he wants to put, I want to put that all behind me.
Yeah.
Well...
That doesn't work.
You can't do it, it still exists.
When he's, if his cases are dismissed, he can say no.
Yes.
He wasn't arrested.
Correct.
Right?
Connecticut.
But it...
Connecticut.
Yeah, that's correct. But say it was a domestic violence.
Yeah.
And it was 2024. He can say, yes, he wasn't arrested, but he still has to disclose the protective order.
Yeah.
Within a 5-year window. Yeah.
So was his, were his cases in New York? Just because...
No, this last one, it was a Connecticut case.
Yeah.
It's still on his, he did not get, he could have went and got a pardon, and it would have cleared all this up, but he didn't get a pardon.
Right.
And he doesn't get the clean slate stuff, because that's, he's whatever.
That's outside the window, yeah.
Yeah, because it's too old.
I don't think he was even admitted in his own mind that he was convicted.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he was interested. He said, I never pled guilty, and maybe it was some little trial. So in other words, they found you guilty.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
He didn't quite understand.
And if you look at his rap sheet, I mean, he was, he had a 2024 arrest, which disappeared.
Yeah.
So he had a lot of arrests.
Which he disappeared?
Which did, no, it disappeared.
It's got erased knowledge.
I can show you how to read a rap sheet if you want.
Because when I get into that, I get a headache.
Okay.
I'll show you. Yeah.
He just
knows. Yeah, so I was, just for this last case, I'm like, if all this stuff is dismissed, right, then it's not part of the conversation.
Well, yes and no.
But the Waterbury Sergeant Mazza did not bring up all those.
That was my issue, like, he didn't bring it up.
He was focused on the case where he had a record.
He supplied documents. If someone comes in and tells us about their erased records,
he questioned them all.
It's fair game.
Yeah.
Navarez?
Could he have said, look, these prior cases are dismissed? Bring them here.
He could not mention them at all.
He should have. He should have sent them to us.
Was it Navarro? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the other confusing part, when you get these out-of-state cases in Massachusetts, New York, they say, oh, it's a sealed erased case.
The old format.
Except for law enforcement and gun permits.
I had another one that actually...
And that's a smart thing.
Yeah. They said, well, I don't have to disclose this.
There were checkmarks.
You can have to disclose it. We can look at it for gun permits.
I don't necessarily expect them to understand that paragraph on the application is different.
So this really is not a family violence conviction.
I had another one.
You can spell it out.
So that's the old format. 2 days ago, that Bruce case, because he has a Nixon on his roof format. And
now, when you are looking at this,
I'm like, not an attorney,
yeah,
but I'm
saw that. I was like, oh boy.
Right, because every time you see an updated address, they were arrested.
They cannot.
Just those arrests are gone. So the one that stuck with him is the 12/11/2005.
That somebody didn't check that box to take you off of that.
Right. It could be an oversight.
This one,
but it could be we want to leave it.
But I right. But I think I really think he needs to go back to the Board of Pardons,
but he did for
to find that out, because I think they can help you with that one. And I know that the state police have helped people get things off of their names.
They control that entry.
Correct. So that's why he was rambling stuff that had absolutely nothing to do with this arrest.
They input that criminal records.
Very well versed.
I was just like, wow, this guy moves around a lot. I didn't know.
No. So every time you see this,
yeah, okay.
No, I did talk to him, and I said,
yeah, I didn't know that.
So, and that's when Carolyn showed us today, I'm like,
you'll see it, but you won't see it.
You're going to see more of those police lights stuff, because these are automatic erasures supposed to happen. But instead, it's not an automatic thing. It's a manual entry, full off. Like,
I don't know, this wasn't an arrest, but it's probably like a...
Erase cases of...
like a misdemeanor summons up for a motor vehicle. We have motor vehicle, it's usually a motor vehicle that goes to court. But all these, he was arrested, and the child support cases, somewhere between 93 and 20.
I'd like to have somebody in jail for child support case.
But yeah, that's how to fash,
my daughter,
fash read a rash sheet.
Sorry.
And you were talking about other names. So in this section, you will see every name he was arrested on that's connected to his fingerprints.
Thank you.
Does your head hurt?
Any questions?
Not like it did.
Which is Greg Sullivan's complaint.
So you think that when we get an answer from the AG on those briefs, we'll get some clarity?
I'm hoping so. You know what? I think I'll reach out to them next week.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, and just say, can you give me a
What was the issue again? Because we haven't seen the brief.
So he wanted to testify to records that he possessed, even though it was an erased case. He still has a record.
He had it on Facebook.
Yes, it was a public record. Yeah. And so he has these records.
Right.
I remember now. And then, no, it's an erased case.
And if I also remember, he was dealing with a state's attorney who was giving him that advice.
Was it a state's attorney or?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah,
I mean, I have the briefs.
Yeah. No, he had a very good,
I sent them
he had
to
a very
Kyle
good
and,
case.
Diane, if anybody wants me to send the briefs to you, I can send them so you can look at what,
you sent me
what
the
I sent them to you and Kyle only. I didn't know if anybody else wanted to see them or not.
I'd love to see them.
Ralph's is good, but his is really good.
Yeah, he's good.
And he zeroed in on an issue that Ralph didn't make clear enough to me, which is, okay, fine, it's erased, but there's all this stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's all this social media stuff. That's not erased, is it?
No,
but what he was
saying was probably part of the file, the investigation,
and once that was nollied, it goes away.
Right, I think what he's saying is they took, at the time of when it was not erased,
it was public.
They took the Facebook postings and added them to the file.
Mm-hmm.
So when the case is erased, that all goes away. But if it's still online.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's the argument.
Yes. Yeah.
If they're still online.
If they're still online, we can look. It's fair game.
Yeah. But you can go back to historical web snapshots, and you can still dig up historical web.
This is the case I requested briefing on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Now everything. Yeah. I'll send those to you. Briefs.
I think he does do a good job. I just can't stand Waterbury.
Well, he's come a long way. He's taken his knocks from us.
I remember,
big time.
Not Bridgeport, but I just can't. I get it.
He's taken our knocks from us. Waterbury.
We've got a joke in the AG's office. Motion to adjourn.
All right, yeah, no kidding. So
motion to adjourn.
Adjourn, okay. So
and Albert second.
We're adjourned. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Currently
all in favor.
And that's at 11:42.
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead.